Welcome to the Net Wildland podcast with me, Penny Green, Nepsicologist. Today I am joined by, I think we decided it was a gaggle of artists, being led from the front by James Ort. Hello, James, how are you doing?
Hi there, Penny. Great, thank you.
Cool. So lovely to have you guys back here again. You came to visit in May. Which was just the most delightful thing. We had a whole day out, starting off at dawn listening to turtle doves and then sort of motoring around the estate looking at all the different habitats and what wildlife we could spot. And we ended up here in the beaver pen.
It was emotional, wasn't it?
There was a little tear in James's eye when he came here to see what the beavers had done.
It caught me by surprise. I really welled up and properly cried. It was just so incredible to see this space and see the landscape transformed by these incredible rodents.
They're rodents, very cool. And you know, here we are, September. Yeah. Everything's feeling a bit autumnal. Very, we talk about it's melancholy, isn't it? But yeah. I like a bit of melancholy. It's very beautiful. We're back in the beaver pen again for inspiration. There's a group of about 12 artists,
yeah.
And you're just embarking on a very special adventure in a partnership with NEP. Would you like to tell everyone about what that partnership is?
Yeah, well, NEP have been brilliant and invited us to come and exhibit here. So we're in May next year, 2024, we're putting on an exhibition. I came up with the idea, I read Wilding, and was just so, I was so inspired by it. It really changed my whole perception of the natural world. And I think, as a wildlife artist, you know, we sculpt and create animals. And it's not, you know, I try and make sure I like to think of like carbon offsetting, so try and do something good with my art. But like when you draw or sculpt a human, you'll pay the life model. But it's very rare you get to pay the wildlife. I was just so inspired by the book and I wanted to come and see NEP, but obviously getting a safari ticket is like finding Willy Wonka's golden ticket sometimes. So I thought the most logical way of me getting here would be to propose organising a giant art exhibition.
That's a very roundabout way of coming to visit NEP. The amount of work that you guys have put in already is amazing.
In all seriousness, like, I think art is such a brilliant way of reaching out to people and making them connect with the landscape. And I do think that as a wildlife or a landscape artist, like, that's part of our job, is to try and create better engagement. And I think art is so potentially engaging, and without being too sort of dictatorial or condescending about, it's really opening people's eyes to what makes art so brilliant. One of my favourite exhibitions, it's not really wildlife, I guess, but David Hockney's one at the RA with all his landscapes. Just, I found that so emotional to wander around and see the landscape in a different way that I hadn't really appreciated before, or just kind of took it for granted. And so if we can do something like, you know, just raise awareness and create just a better connection between art lovers and humans in general and the natural landscape here at NEP, then we've done an amazing job.
You're on a winner.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And James, what medium do you usually work in?
So I would say my main love is clay, but I love working in metal and sheet metal, wire. I also love drawing. Since the lockdown, I've been doing a lot more drawing again, which is really nice.
That's very cool.
So
What kind of pieces have you made before inspired by nature?
Oh, inspired. Well, I make all kinds of animals. I think I particularly love birds. They're quite hard to create in clay because they're dainty legs and fragile wings. So I sort of combine clay bodies with sheet metal wings and wire feet, which I've not seen done before. And I think, yeah, I'm really excited to show them. Especially, I always think NEP is just such a hotbed for birds, isn't it? You've got your turtle doves,
so amazing,
and nightingales, as you know. I would really like to explore the birds. I'm hoping to do some big tableaus of like, I love field fairs and red wings, and I want to do a big autumnal scene of a flock of field fairs.
Oh my gosh, that sounds wonderful. That's right up my street there.
Yeah. So being so here lovely. In the autumn, I know they're not quite here yet, but
Not long away, I shouldn't think. Especially all the leaves are changing colour and it's feeling quite autumnal in here. Lots of autumnal sounds coming from the birds as well.
Yeah.
So that's so lovely. And, you know, of the pieces I've seen of yours, James, you know, you've managed to capture this amazing movement in your pieces as well, that I feel you must get from sitting and watching nature, really observing it. And I think that's an amazing thing that art makes us do. It makes you sit still and watch, and it is like a form of mindfulness in a way, isn't it?
Definitely.
Although maybe it's more stressful if it's your livelihood.
No, I think,
oh my God, I've got deadlines to hit.
Yeah. Oh, we were so lucky yesterday. So a whole group of us from the gaggle of artists went to watch the storks come in yesterday morning, and we spent a good, how long guys, maybe a good hour, just we were all sat in silence. Some of us were sketching, some of us were just, well, Pete was having a nap, but it was just lovely just to sit there immersed in the bird song, in the sunshine, and just really just taking it all in, as well as looking at the birds are coming around us. And we saw peregrines and
and you really get to see them natural movements, and you really manage to pick up that movement in a still kind of structural form.
I think it's really important to get to understand how animals move around the environment and their habitats, and that sort of collective time of watching them means that you can get more life into the pieces. I think with some wildlife artists, I like to try and get that feeling of movement and dynamicism. They may not always be exactly proportioned, but I do hope that the way I work with the clay, I try and keep it loose and vibrant, and that brings life. I'll definitely be trying to create that liveliness in the show.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited about it. I'm going to move along the line because we've got a whole gaggle to get around. So, hey, can you say who you are and what kind of medium you work in?
Hi Penny, I'm Lisa, and I usually paint murals for people. They are very often nature-based, inspired by being outdoors, lots of plants, foliage, flowers, animals, but it's really exciting. Normally I'm painting them to a brief for someone, so I'm really excited about having no brief, and a bit terrified actually. I'm sort of like, don't know where to start, but it's really special to come and look up close at everything and get some ideas percolating. I've been starting off actually with doing some paper cuts. Look, my style is quite 2D with lots of blocky colours, so paper cuts work really well for that, and I've started off, you know, playing around with different shapes, with different plants and different animals, moving them around, and then I'm thinking maybe I will transform them into sort of bigger paintings, sort of almost mini murals, I guess.
So nice. And do we expect to see a mural popping up here at NEP at some point?
I hope so. Yeah.
I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
And I expect you'll probably all have a bit of input on that, I should think.
Yeah, absolutely. A collective.
You're leading the way.
And I think actually so Peter uses found pigments from the ground. So we're hoping that Lisa and Peter are hoping to use the pigments from the ground to make a NEP sourced mural, as it were. Yeah. Which will be really exciting.
Oh God, that's so cool.
Yeah. Watch
so
space.
NEP. On we go. Hey. Nice to see you again.
Hi, you too. I'm Hester Berry and I'm a landscape painter. So I'm using mainly oils, and I've just loved just walking around and exploring and taking in a bigger view, looking at learning about the place and the ecosystems and how it all changes, and just kind of simply enjoying the basic things like light and colour. When I read Wilding, I remember reading that people thought that the land being kind of left was ugly, or weeds were coming in, or it looked just unkempt. And I just think looking at it is beautiful, and seeing the light, you know, the light transforming it, I'm kind of thinking of, without putting any effort in, dispelling all those misconceptions of it being just sort of left, or you know, that kind of negligence of it. I think it's just, I'm finding real beauty everywhere I look, so that's really what I'm looking
at. And the different structures
painting.
And forms.
Yeah,
and we were just saying on the way over,
like,
here,
nature's
weren't we?
Way of composing a picture is much more intelligent than ours.
Yeah.
So I've got kind of an easy job.
And it's pleasing to the eye because it's what we like looking at.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I know that NEP and the messiness isn't for everyone, that people struggle with how messy it is and their brain can't cope with it. But actually, I feel like so happy here, my happiest when I'm in the scrub, in the mess, and in the wild. And, you know, on the way here, we were talking about the berries and, you know, the colours. And it's just so, so beautiful. And I don't think you can recreate that in an artificial way. It's just that natural messiness and
it's like
form.
A lot of landscaping, and it kind of tries to echo nature in a constructed way. So this is just, you know, letting it do its job. And it's the best the best tableau you could find, I think. The best so composition. Lovely.
Oh, I can't wait to see what you come up with.
Hester's work is amazing.
Yeah. Hey, hey, how's it going?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Really lovely. It's sunny. Sunny day. And we're in the beaver pen, so it's good.
It's beautiful. My name's Harriet Riddle, and I'm a textile performance artist. I use a sewing machine, and I stitch portraits and landscapes. I like to work outside. I enjoy staying in a single place and absorbing and stitching the real world in front of me as it happens. I've really enjoyed coming to NEP, and I'm looking forward to having that feed my inspiration, as I've learned so much. I really didn't know a lot about NEP and what you were doing and what really rewilding was, and I've really enjoyed reading the book, and I'm hoping to bring the kind of connectivity of every element and how it all kind of leads on to another thing visually into my work.
And do you finding that sort of being out, obviously you like working outdoors, if you have like a little car battery, don't you, on your sewing machine? I just like watching you work, or a bicycle. I just love that. Oh yeah, you've got your bicycle that powers it.
Pedal power.
Pedal power. I, you know, and being out, and I feel like you're more connected with the landscape. So do you feel like actually, like you say, spending time here has connected you more to rewilding and more to the kind of the scrub and what we've got to offer here for an artist, as
it were? Yeah, definitely. And just to be around such enthusiastic, knowledgeable people. It's so interesting to learn about birds and different plants and how they all kind of work, feed into each other's lives. It's cool.
So cool. Oh, we've loved having everyone. It's so exciting. And on to Pete on the end.
Oh, hey, Pete. Hello.
Sorry, did I make
got
you jump?
Napping there. Thank you, James.
He's meditating. Meditating in the scrub.
Peaceful place.
Now, Pete, you have a very interesting medium.
I do. Yes, thank you. Yeah, no, as James said, I'm an earth pigment artist, so I gather rocks and soils and clays and make them into paint, which obviously people have been doing since they started painting. And I learn about their geology and the importance of soil in terms of carbon sequestration and art as a vehicle to share all that knowledge and to engage with people.
And it's not always, you're not really always putting it on canvas though, are you, Pete?
No, I paint my toenails as well. Oh no, sorry, I paint my face and body and other people's bodies as well. And when you've done that, you just never want to go back to canvas.
I can
but
imagine.
There you go. So it's just life, you know, you can't have everything.
Live canvas.
But yeah, so it's taught me a lot about lots and lots of things. And it's a very powerful way of engaging with your local environment, because you learn from the ground up.
That's so lovely. I think it's really important.
So many different messages that you can do. You're working with a very limited colour palette, and obviously limitation is really important as we come in an age of overconsumption and things like that. So, you know, having such environmental political views and being an artist, being invited to come to NEP has been really special, because I see it as one of the sort of only answers that we've got to the present circumstances of restoring habitat and increasing biodiversity and such things like that. So yeah, I mean, it was fantastic that James and Hester invited me to come along. And one of the really lovely things has been working with so many beautiful and really, really talented artists, but then going back out again and then talking to people about NEP and rewilding and the whole principle of it. And it's amazing how few people know about it. Even environmentalists don't know very much. So that's been a really, really valuable part of this creative process. So I'll be gathering soils and clays from the NEP estate, and then we're making them into paint. And one of the exciting things I've been doing with that is to actually burn in the clay. So if you know about art, then you've got burnt sienna and burnt umber, and that was essentially through burning earth pigments and changing their colour, oxidising them more. So we've been working on that. So I'm working with Lisa to develop a mural idea around that.
Nice.
Producing individual paintings. And then yesterday we came up with another idea, which was to make a floor piece whereby we fire the clay tiles. Fire clay tiles and make a mosaic floor piece using earth pigments from NEP as well. So yeah, lots of wonderful ideas.
Wow, that sounds so cool.
From it. So, yeah,
no one's done that since the Romans around here.
Well, exactly.
So, you know.
There's all these lovely connections, you know. Ticking little boxes everywhere we go. So yeah, no, it's been brilliant being here. And
great.
So one of my other bees in my bonnet is the way people don't know about native wildlife. So this is an incredible thing to come here and learn about what we've actually got living on our doorstep, rather than tigers and snow leopards. You know, we've got all sorts of other things.
We've got our own wildlife that's very special and important and also needs saving in
the process.
In Great Britain too. Yeah.
So yeah, it's been brilliant coming here. So thank you for inviting us.
Oh, it's been such a dream having you. I'm very excited. And here on the end we have a documentation happening through the form of photography.
Yes.
Film.
So my name's Emily Malden and I'm a filmmaker. And James is a friend of mine and invited me on along to kind of document the process and the whole project, and it just seemed like such an amazing thing to be a part of and to get to visit NEP, and similarly was very inspired by what the project is doing and the kind of incredible hope that it gives everyone, I think, who cares about nature and conservation. That is kind of a lot of negative stuff and doom and gloom, and sometimes it can be hard to feel hopeful, and I think NEP is a place that has made me feel hopeful. And then I've just been kind of following these guys around, basically being quite annoying, asking them questions. It's quite weird being asked questions, to be honest, because I've been asking them lots of questions about what they're doing, just sort of hopefully using the film as a chance to promote the exhibition, and also I guess a little bit, I think we're all using this to promote your work as well, and being like Pete said, kind of being all like, you know, telling all our friends and saying, oh, did you know about this thing that's happening? So I think that's been really nice part of the project as well, to be able to spread the word.
It's very cool. I think it has been. So over the last few years, you know, we are engaging with different groups of people. And for me, like artists, you know, it seems like a really obvious no-brainer, really, that we're starting to take rewilding into an artistic sphere, I suppose, in a way, where you can now sort of express what's happening through rewilding through art. I think it's a really lovely thing, and I can't wait, because you're all very different in your approaches to your work, so diverse. So as you would say, normally a collective, because we're not calling you a collective, it's normally a collective, everyone's sort of working in the same medium or in a similar way, but you're all so different in what you're doing, and I just can't wait to see all of that, all of your pieces in one room together.
It's just going to be
mind-boggling.
Yeah, and we've also got other artists that sadly have had to go home who've been here this week as well, so we've got Tom Shepherd, who's a fabulous wildlife watercolour artist. We've got Jake Spicer, who is a brilliant, he's a predominantly like draws humans, but weirdly he grew up, his uncle worked on the NEP estate before it was a rewilding project, and Jake draws the most sublime trees and is going to be doing a portrait of Izzy and Charles, Sir Charles and Lady Isabella, which is going to be really fabulous. Who else have we got? We've got Marianne, who's a brilliant printmaker, card collagraph predominantly, and etching. Lizzie Wheeler, who's a lino artist and woodcut artist.
Helen,
thank you. My good friend Helen, who's your friend as well.
Yeah.
Nosy Mungo on Instagram, he makes beautiful ceramics. We've got Michaela Bartlett, who is a fabulous needle felt artist, who makes the most sublime animals.
Exquisite.
They are
so
absolutely
beautiful.
Breathtaking. And... I've said Tom. Who else? And most importantly, a good bit of nepotism. We have got Sir Charles's mum, Rowena, to take part in the show. She's a brilliant conceptual artist who makes fabulous wire and fabric sculptures. So we're going to have an installation of hers as well. I'm sure I've forgotten someone.
Oh, that was a big hornet that just went past.
Oh, wow.
I heard it buzz past. That's amazing.
I think he was trying to whisper the artist. Who have I forgotten? Maybe that's it. That could be it.
That seems like everyone.
I'm going to be a egg in my face if I've forgotten someone. But yeah, so a really nice, it was really good fun working out who to invite. I mean, I run an art school and I know lots of brilliant artists, and it was just fun trying to think about what would make a nice group. So I'm hoping I've got a nice collection of different mediums and approaches to make it a really inspiring show.
And
I just wish I could have invited more. There were so many people.
I know, we could have filled the place with artists. And hopefully you're going to have some lovely workshops that people can book onto as well with different artists.
Exactly, yeah. A lot of artists will teach as well, and that's the same for us. So we're going to have a pretty comprehensive workshop programme. You'll be able to have a go at making clay portrait animals, animal portraits with me. Harriet's going to be doing stitching workshops. Pete's going to be getting people mucky and muddy.
That's what I do.
It should be really good. I think that's really exciting, because I think also as kids we're told we can fall out of love on making art. And I think so all these workshops, as well as Lizzie's lino and Tom's watercolours, are hopefully going to help people re-engage with art themselves. And I think adults gain a lot of fear, or get a lot of fear as we grow older. Like we can't make art. And actually, everyone can make art. You just need to put the time in and put those sort of preconceptions out at the back of your mind. So yeah, we've got a good workshop program. Hopefully Hester's going to be doing a Zoom demo, and Jake as well, so there'll be some stuff online as well.
I'm going to be booking some of them for sure.
What would you make if you were to
create a
piece of artwork? What animal? Of all the net one.
Oh, I do. Yeah, I think it might have to be the beaver. Although you were saying earlier on it might be quite difficult to make a beaver.
Look graceful. But yeah, I don't know, to look graceful.
Beaver.
I might make it easy in some respects. Just a big solid mass.
Yeah,
with some ears and big teeth. Yeah.
Maybe a good one to start with, having not done anything for a long time.
We'll find that artist in your pen, don't worry.
Oh, it's there somewhere. Anyway, it's been such a delight having you all here. And I'm so glad that NEP is providing an amazing kind of playground for you. And also lots of inspiration.
So much.
Connecting people to wildlife through art, which is really, really cool. And so we're just going to have another little bumble around the beaver pen. Might see James cry again.
It's like a Pavlovian dog response. Now, Keith, if I see Keith Brimer Jones on the Pottery Throwdown or a beaver, I probably will cry. It's pretty much guaranteed.
Right, let's start prodding with a stick.
Yeah. That'll
be
good.
Be here.
That's what you should call a beaver. Call him Keith.
Keith. Oh,
that would warm me up.
I like that. Yeah. Great. Okay, thanks so much, guys.
Hey,
and we're doing another little installation on the podcast just before you come and have your exhibition in May.
That'll be fab. And yeah, watch the social media and watch Emily's film when it comes out. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be so good.
Yeah.
Cool. See you guys.
Thank
see you.
You.
Later.
Bye. Bye-bye.
I really hope you enjoyed this episode. We're really excited that the Inspired by NEP art exhibition will be open from the 4th to the 16th of May 2024. It'll be open daily, free of charge, between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. and you can find it next to the Wilding kitchen and shop. We hope you can come and visit. For more details, please look on our website nep.co.uk/art. Many thanks go to the artists for the new perspectives they've given me during the making of this podcast. And as always, huge thanks go to the podcast crew, Leah Brazier for her wonderful artwork, Matt Davidson for his brilliant music, and the untiring editing skills of the lovely Ian Bunn. Tune in again soon, but in the meantime, keep it wild.